It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. Y'all, are all the students happy?
Yes,
Pat. Well, we are happy to be holding class with Uncle Sam's fighting ground forces at Camp Shelby, Mississippi. But no kidding, folks, no kidding. We are holding class near Hattiesburg, Mississippi, home of pretty girls. Yes, most of the Hatties in this burg are icebergs. But this is a mean old army. Just a mean, mean old army down here. Coming in here with their jeeps and modern motorized equipment, trying to get these natives dissatisfied with their ox carts. Yeah, you see, folks, there are a lot of ox carts around here. I took a ride from Shelby into Hattiesburg in one last night, and we would have made it in much quicker time, but we couldn't get the buses to let us pass. Yes, they're very slow buses into Hattiesburg, according to the boys here. Now, look, you know, I met a smart sergeant here who's got a fine head for business. He says this is such a great country, he's going to put a big tent over it and charge 25 cents a head to get out. Oh, yes, but wait a minute, folks. I was only kidding, really. It's really wonderful to be home again, down here in the South.
Yes, Professor. Somehow your mouth reminds me of a part of Southern geography.
Oh, you mean the Natural Bridge?
No, the Cumberland Gap.
Say, I'll have you know that I'm a part of the old South, Bill Foreman. Why, just listen to my accent. Boy, I got the South in my mouth.
That's what I mean. Your front teeth seem to be seceding from the Union.
Hey, Dolly Mitchell. Say, Dolly Mitchell, come here, child.
Yes, Professor.
Dolly, here we are, deep in Dixie. Say, how do you like it down south?
I think it's swell. Even the roads are typically southern.
Dolly, that's ridiculous. How could the roads be typically southern?
Because the highway signs here don't say, no U-turn. They say, no you all turn.
Professor.
Well, it's Ferdy Froghammer.
Say, Professor, when I saw you out with that girl last night, I thought you were a tank destroyer gunner.
A tank destroyer gunner? You mean those big brawny men all covered with powder burns? Why, well, why would being out with a girl make you think I was a tank destroyer gunner?
Because she took a powder and you burned.
Heavens to Betsy, what a program. It's ignorant. Ignorance! Ignorance!
Was somebody calling me?
Escobedo!
Hi, Professor. You know, I was around last night. I seen you with that Hattiesburg girl.
Yes, sir. Boy, she was some gal. She was really a card.
Yeah, she was built like the ace of spades, followed by seven little no-trumps.
It's fall in the swamp. These men want to romp for our $140 in war bond prizes and tonight's $200 cash bonus. But before they start to press, here's the old fast who says...
Come on, children. Yes, Dan.
Thank you.
Stand, call me Gobble Gertie. Here we go. Here's our first contestant. It's Corporal Tony Bruno from Chicago, Illinois. Yes, sir, our first Army scholar to try for tonight's $200 cash bonus. Now, Corporal Tony Bruno, here's one from Gresham Smith of River Forest, Illinois. It's about a soldier who is a newcomer to Camp Shelby. He's from up north, and he's down to Camp Shelby his first day. He really arrived with a lot of enthusiasm. He walked right up to an officer, slapped the officer on the back, and said, "Hi, buddy." Yes, sir, this new recruit walked right up to the officer, slapped him on the back, and said,
"Is it true they say about Dixie?"
"Is it true what they say about Dixie?" "Well," the officer said, "it sure is. And by the way, recruit..." "Would you like to take a walk?" The officer says,
"Would you like to take a walk?
Would you like to take a walk?" "Well, sure, sure," said the new man. "Let's get at it. My dogs are raring to start because it's a treat to beat your feet in the Mississippi mud." Oh, well, when the company... Well, when the company commander heard that, he sent this new recruit out with a double pack on. Well, about midnight, the recruit got back to camp and he collapsed. His buddy says, "Where you been?" He says, "I don't know. But man, before we turned around, I thought we were..."
Deep in the heart of Texas.
"I thought we were deep in the heart of Texas, boy. What a heart." "Hello, Wack. How are you, girlie? It's Sergeant Ruby Stroop or Stroop. Ma'am? Ruby Stroop from 23 months overseas. Her hometown is Cherryville, North Carolina." "Well, Miss Stroop, hubba hubba, hubba hubba." "Say, Miss Stroop, you're Stroop from Cherryville, huh?"
"That's right."
"I'm Droop from Rocky Mountain." "That is right." "Say, Miss Stroop, You know, it's right or wrong time down in Dixie, so listen closely for Ed Decker of University Heights, Ohio, and just answer right or wrong to the following statement. Is this right or wrong? DeSoto discovered the Mississippi, right or wrong?
Wrong.
You're wrong, that's right. DeSoto did discover the Mississippi. That's where we get the soda water. Two, Delta is the name of an airline, right or wrong? Delta.
Right.
You're right, that is right. Third, wild rice is grown in Mississippi by getting tame rice and irritating it.
Wrong.
You're right, that's wrong. It's irrigating it. Fourth, one of the depths called out by rivermen in measuring river waters is known as Mark Twain. Right or wrong?
Right.
You're right. That is right. Fifth, Rube Bloom wrote the Song of the Bayou. Right or wrong? Rube Bloom wrote, "Oh, Lord, please take away the darkness."
Wrong.
You're wrong. That's right. Rube Bloom did write the Song of the Bayou. And Camp Shelby men sing the Song of the Bayou. Yes, sir? Those Hattiesburg girls go right bayou. Polite tonight when he says hurry up. Smiling. Here we go, Corporal Richard Wex from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Oh. Yes, sir. 13 months overseas. He's been killing those Fritzes. We're glad to have you home, boy. Yes. Oh, I see. I thought you'd been killing Jeff. Well, I thought if you were killing Fritz and you were from Milwaukee, I could say that you were the guy, the Fritz that made Milwaukee famous, you know? That wouldn't be so good. I'm trying to stay slick. Well, anyway, it's beer. Say, listen, Brother Wex, J.C. Griffith of Fort Worth is sure you know how our theme song, Thinking of You, sounds when we play it. But what orchestra would be using Thinking of You for its theme if it sounded something like this? Would be playing it if it was...
Snickle Fritz Band.
Well, Snickle Fritz Band? No. Who would that be? Spike
Jones.
Oh, Spike Jones! Yes, yeah. Sir! Now, another orchestra leader named Jones was also quite a composer. Here's one of his big hits. Jones.
Isham Jones.
Isham Jones. What was the song?
I'll see you in my dream.
Absolutely right. That boy is really right.
The first winner, Seth. Folks, there'll be another exam in just a little while with three more Army scholars. But right now, here's our first time in.
That's right. The winner of the first round is contestant not one, not two, but number three, Corporal Richard Wex, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ah, yes, sir, my man from Mississippi. You were a pip. You win a $50 war bond first round, first prize. Now, the other two won't be gypped. They each win 10 for a fine trip. And what will give you a quiver down here near Old Man River is this extra bonus to Richard Wex, the winner of the first round, a $200 bonus in cash. But don't get wrecked. This dough is not yours yet. You must compete for it on the College Brain Buster question with the winner of the next exam, which will be coming up very soon. So hold tight. Oh, look at him. Hold on to those $200 bills. So hold tight for the final fight. Dolly Mitchell with that Saturday night song, and boy, is she gonna give it a Sunday go to meeting going over.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. 'Cause that's the night that my baby and I dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see. Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night.
Playmate, I got a novel here writ by that there now girl I've been running around with.
Oh, you mean that shapely lamb from Alabama?
No, that hippie drip from Mississippi.
Oh, I know. You mean the fat one.
Fat? Did you ever see her in slacks?
No, I didn't. What does she look like in slacks, eh?
Like 2 quarts of jelly in a 1-quart jar.
Well, never mind. Never mind, Ish. Go ahead now.
Okay. Oh, the young soldier and the girl of his dreams were walking around Hattiesburg. It didn't take long. I shall love you for the rest of my life, he elaborated.
Well? What shall be,
she replied.
What shall be. If it shall be that you love me, then that is what shall be. What shall be.
Shut up, I'm sick and tired of shall be. Was his nauseating rejoinder. Now, she blanched at his cutting remark and then spoke.
I'm sad.
She exhaled.
I'm sad.
You're more than sad. You're a sad sack. He retorted, brushing away a squirrel who was trying to bury some acorns in a dimple in her chin. Now, catching the dry humor of his remark, a tear leaked from her eye, ran down her face, and lurked. But when the leak seen where it was lurking, took one look and leaked back again.
I love you,
she snorted. Catching his eye, which was popping out. I love you, too, he returned, catching her teeth, which were dropping out.
I'd I'd like to leave this place.
Was her snappy repartee? But you can't leave this place, he countered.
You mean from Camp Shelby I can't get any place?
I mean from Camp Shelby you can't get any leave.
First, second exam scholar, Fess.
And it is, Sergeant Inez Piron from Morgan City, Louisiana. Is that right, Miss Piron? Miss Piron. Well, I can truthfully say I never did peer on such a beautiful girl in my life. You are certainly lovely. Miss Piron, say, Inez, you know, love has inspired some of our best-known axioms or expressions. I'll start some of them, and Clara Waters of Baltimore wants you to finish them. What's the rest of this one? All the world loves a...
lover.
Yes. It's better to have loved and lost than...
never to have loved at all.
That's right. Faint heart never won...
fair lady.
When poverty comes in the door...
love walked out the window.
Boy, this gal knows all about that love. Yes, sir. There we go. The second contestant. Yes, sir. This boy has had 14 months overseas. Sergeant Verlin Blackwell from Miami, Florida. Yes, sir. Sergeant Blackwell. Say, now, listen. There are a lot of wonderful sweethearts on the screen, and the R.P. Settles of Moberly, Mississippi, says there are some mighty fine ones in real life, too. So distinguish between the following screen sweethearts and the real sweethearts. Greer Garson and Walter Pigeon. Are they screen sweethearts or real sweethearts? Greer Garson.
Yeah, screen sweethearts.
Screen sweethearts. That's so right. Robert Taylor and Barbara Stanwyck. Screen or real life sweethearts?
Real life.
Real life is so right. Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland.
Screen.
Screen. Boyer and Irene Dunne. Screen or real life?
Screen.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
They're real life.
And... well, screen, radio, and real life.
Radio,
yes,
right.
Sir, that's a triple threat team there. And now here is Corporal... Sergeant Mr. Jones. Havanius from New York City. Hey! Yes, sir. 22 months overseas. Now, Patricia, a like of Connersville, Indiana, reminds us the Mississippi and all this neck of the woods is where one of America's best-loved authors hung out. His real name was Samuel Clemens. What was his pen name?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. Yes, sir. Ah, yes, sir. Old Mark was certainly fast down here in Mississippi, but boy, the Twains are slow. Now, here's a familiar strain from a well-known suite written by Ferdy Grofay. All right, for what suite is that? Is that from the Grand Canyon suite, Mississippi suite, Nutcracker suite, Peer Gynt suite, or a suite at the Forest Hotel? Well, would it be Grand Canyon suite, Mississippi suite, Nutcracker suite? A little louder.
Mississippi Sweet.
Mississippi Sweet by Ferdy Grofay is so right. You know, most music about the South was written by Northerners, such as Stephen Foster, a Pittsburgh boy, Ferdy Grofay, a Northerner, James Jerome Kern from New York. In fact, a minstrel man from Ohio wrote...
Dixie.
Dixie, that's right. The round is over. There you go.
The winner of the second exam, Professor.
The winner of the second round. Oh, yes, the two runners-up each get $10 in stamps. But to you, our winner, goes this $50 war bond second round first prize. And the winner is... it's a tie between Sergeant Inez Piron of Morgan City, Louisiana, and Sergeant Rudolph Pavanez of New York City. The winners are tied. Oh, yes. Yes, besides the $50 wall bond to each of them, we hand you the college bonus of $200 in cash. That ought to cure the Camp Shelby rickets. Of course, we have to get that $200 away from our first winner, Corporal Richard Wex of Milwaukee. That's right. Take it away from him, boys. Yeah, take it away and pet it a while. You know, you both have to tangle for it during the final exam in a very few minutes when we pop the college brainbuster question. Now, the one who answers correctly first wins. And believe me, that 200 skins will buy a lot of Camp Shelby Kraut juice. So stand by, all you chillin', for the $200 payoff.
Kaiser College frames your brain. It's the final exam to name tonight's top winner and award our $200 cash bonus.
Yes, sir. It's Corporal Richard Wex of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the winner of the first round, and Sergeant Inez Piron, Morgan City, Louisiana, and Sergeant Rudolph Huvanez from New York City, who tied for the winners of the second round. All three of them are here ready. This is the showdown, the hoedown, so do it up, Brown. Or you see, if all three of you miss, the money goes over next week to become a $300 kitty when the college holds class next Wednesday with the men of Camp Kraut in Neosho, Missouri. Now, when I pop the brainbuster question, the old clock will tick off 30 seconds, and the first one of the three to answer correctly within that 30 seconds goes home $200 richer. All right, here it comes, chum. The question, in what state of the Union does the Mississippi River have its source? Don't, no help, please. No help, no hint. The clock is ticking. 30 seconds is going away. I'll repeat the question. In what state of the Union does the Mississippi River have its source? Please, no one, give it away. Somebody said Wisconsin. That's not right. Wait a minute. Hold it. Step right up, my boy.
Minnesota.
Minnesota is right. Yes, sir, the Mississippi has its origin in the Itasca Lake Basin in northern Minnesota. It's 2,550 miles long, and this man is certainly right. He's $200 in cash richer. Congratulations, Brother Wex. And yet you sure do know your rivers, lad. Boy, that was plenty exciting. And for their hard fighting, our two top winners tonight each won a $50 war bond. The other quartet all get $10 in cash.
Forces Radio Service.